Talk Radio 570 KVI.
You know, blaming people who support the civil right to keep and bear arms and trying to demonize them, which, you know, is exactly how things happen, unfortunately, in this country today. You disagree with someone's stand on an issue, you just try and demonize them. Listen to, if you want the most clueless take on this issue, there is MSNBC round robin program. What's it called, Phil? Where they have several, the cycle, I think it's called. And MSNBC host Crystal Ball, that is her name, was trying to make the case for gun control. Listen to what Crystal Ball from MSNBC says.
I think the NRA, Gun Owners of America, go too far in imposing any kind of restriction on gun rights. You know, they think you should be able to own anything in any number and carry it in any place at any time. And that I disagree with. But what I would say, and let's leave the Constitution out of this because I think that's a complicated argument as well.
Leave the Constitution out of this. No, let's not leave the Constitution out of this. I mean, when we're talking about a fundamental constitutional right, maybe the Constitution has some bearing. But more to the point here, everything she says is inaccurate.
I think the NRA, Gun Owners of America, go too far in imposing any kind of restriction on gun rights. You know,
not true. Not true. The National Rifle Association supports a series of restrictions. They don't believe felons should be able to own a gun. The NRA is not trying to overturn background checks. Let's continue.
They think you should be able to own anything in any number.
That's not true. The NRA is not supporting the right for people to own machine guns or automatic weapons. The NRA is not calling for people to be able to have the right to own, bazookas or anything like that. So she's wrong about two things so far. Let's continue with MSNBC host Crystal Ball.
And carry it in any place at any time.
That's not true. The NRA hasn't said that either. The NRA does not believe you should be able to carry a gun anywhere you want, anytime you want. They believe you have the right to have a concealed carry permit, but there are restrictions on some places that you can carry a gun into, and the NRA is not trying to get those overturned.
And that I disagree with, but what I would say, and let's leave the Constitution out of this because I think that's a complicated argument as well.
Crystal Ball is just a complete idiot here.
Apparently
completely
she was,
uninformed.
Yeah, apparently she missed the day in law school where they taught law.
Are you kidding? Hey, there'd be no shortage of people out at the UW Law School or CLU Law School who agree with her because...
Let's leave the Constitution out of this.
Yeah, no, they will. They would argue, no, the Second Amendment, that only applies to having a National Guard. That's what a militia is all about. Look, here's the reason why I wanted to play that clip for you twice is Crystal Ball perfectly captures the mindset, the liberal mindset of the NRA. It's a caricature. It's not a reality. You know, I know people, the NRA, Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Everything, the liberal mindset is, the NRA wants you to be able to have any kind of a gun you want, any kind of caliber, any kind of firearm that you can carry, any place you want, regardless. And they say this to make the NRA, they say things that are factually untrue to make the NRA look as unreasonable as possible so that their restrictions look measured and reasonable. But like I said, not a single thing she said was factually true at all. That is a perfect example of the liberal mindset at work, in this case on gun control.